Dear Chris T, you are the one who gave us life. Let your children make you proud. Holler.
L'chaim, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Adam Brown, whose name, no joke, and we'll get to this, isn't Adam. Oh, my Lord. Today's going to be one of those days.
I don't believe that that's not a joke.
It's not a joke at all.
It was so...
Mike Kaplan is with us. It was so, the way I phrase it, right? Like, I'm a professional. Mike Kaplan is with us as well.
And that is my name.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Remember yesterday we were saying about how we were talking about somebody comes into to your house and they say, hey, I'm going to work on your cable or whatever. And they go, well, I need to look up your badge. Well, nobody does that.
Right. You ask for ID because it's a stranger essentially coming to your home.
A Verizon worker got offended going, I am who the fuck I say I am. And now I'm going to beat you up. And he destroys this guy, tears his face off.
The actual Verizon guy?
An actual Verizon guy. So he can look this guy up. But meanwhile, you wonder, like...
No, I think Mike was trying to tell the joke of the Verizon guy on the... Am I close?
No. I was meaning sincerely an actual Verizon guy.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now, bitch?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, do you hear me now?
It's like the reverse of that, the guy who got beat up in his... Or not beat up, the guy who got offended by being asked for ID in his home, the Harvard professor. It's like, no more asking for ID anymore, anybody,
well,
anywhere.
Well, maybe this guy wanted some beer with the president also, now that you mention it.
Yeah, maybe we can work this out in the Rose Garden at the White House.
Are you guys really Keith and Chemda? Look, let me see some ID.
You son of a bitch!
Don't ask a brother for ID.
Obama?
So you see that sometimes, and they go, and then they show you the badge. Well, here's my badge. I'm going to work on your gas in your house. What does a badge even mean to me?
Right.
A badge.
Oh, it's laminated.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I wouldn't know. If a cop shows me his badge, I just assume. I wouldn't even know. Oh, you have the badge from NYPD Blue.
I've been watching the TV show Leverage on Netflix. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It's like a heist show every time. There's like these, you know, Robin Hood type criminals who steal from evil corporations who have stolen from other people.
Okay.
And there's like one, you know, smart computer guy who prints them up any identities that they need. So they always have access. Anybody could show you a badge, and nobody's ever trained to spot a fake badge.
I know someone who made a for real fake ID.
How do you mean?
It wasn't a driver's license, but there are IDs. There are college IDs.
Sure.
So she, and there are companies that make college IDs. So she took her photo and she looked online and she put in different information. They sent her a genuine ID.
Yeah, what are you
now
gonna
she's
do?
21.
You got to believe everything.
Did it say it had her age on it?
Yeah, yeah.
What if those new scanners though? They'll
the
fuck
scanners
you.
Are very rare, and they're looking for driver's license and you know official IDs. But if you have your college license, there have been maybe five times that somebody has scanned my ID for a bar. So you're very rarely gonna.
But you're a chick, so.
No, I think bars that check it, they check it. You know, if the scanner's there, the guy's scanning because they're probably, I don't know, under a lot of watch or something.
I just ice down my nips before I go and try it out.
We would also say, it's funny when people call you and they say, hey, we're AT&T, for example. I need your credit card for whatever. And you go, well, I'll tell you what, I don't know who you are. How about I call you back? And we'll take care of it that way.
Right,
and
I think you're listed, so we're good.
And they get personally offended. Keith Malley, listen, I don't wake up every morning and think, how can I ruin Keith Malley's life? I'm like, all right, I'm just going to call you back, though. I don't know you. Now, why would I try to hurt you? Now we're in a discussion. Like, this person knows me, is trying to ruin my life. And
but now he wants to hurt you.
Right. So anyway, somebody called Henda today about a credit card that we owed money on. And says, all right, can you... here's the last four digits of your card, and you'll make a payment soon. It's like, yeah, we'll make a payment. We just haven't. Okay, can you verify the address for me? And Hamda goes, no. And he goes, huh? And she goes, you verify it. I'll tell you if you're right. He's like, well, for security reasons, you have to verify it, ma'am. She goes, no. And he goes, okay, and gives out verifies our address. And Hamda goes, that is correct.
And now, if he had called the wrong place, now some criminal has your address and the number.
Well, they had it anyway. The way I see it is I'm just, you know, nodding my head at things that they're telling me. At least that's safer because I understand that, you know, these people can call me. But then he goes, because I happened to miss this payment, okay? Then he goes, so, but I did pay it. And I'm like, look, it's already on the way. And I even called you about it saying that it's on the way. And he's like, okay. And he goes, can I ask you why you missed the payment? And to me, it was like my teacher asking
me. I had to get three abortions this month. Yeah. It was pretty rough.
To me, it was like my teacher asking me, why didn't I do my homework? I'm an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, what can you tell your teacher, your credit card company, whatever? So I go, I don't know, life is rough. And he's like, now, okay. He goes, all right. And he
it wasn't a question, though. Kenda says, life is rough.
You hear him typing that into the computer.
Yeah. I got to write some. I'm satisfied. Life is rough. Hey, why didn't you make your payment? I don't know. Check the news. How come nobody's making payments?
Obama.
Right. It's Obama. That's all I need.
I was busy having beer with Obama, and I forgot to send.
So here's what I'm saying. I keep forgetting this. Adam Brown's first name is not Adam. Adam is his middle name. His real first name is Daniel. His parents, as he grew up, just started naming him his middle name for no reason.
Just trying calling him by that. But you know what's funny is when you guys told me that, I looked at Adam and I go, in my head, I go, yeah, you look like a Daniel.
Really? No, I don't. It made it, and they did the same thing to my brother. They called him his middle name whole life.
Why?
It maybe makes a little sense because Daniel's my dad's name, too.
Then why? Oh, okay. Then make that be your middle name. They didn't think it through?
Right.
Oh, it just hit me. That's my name, honey.
Well, no, he wanted to be the first or the second or, you know, doesn't... Because then you're Daniel.
All
right.
It doesn't really make any sense at all.
You're not going to get confused, you know. Daniel, do your homework. And the husband's, I'm a grown adult. I don't do homework.
Another weird one. Me and my brother, for some reason, both never called my dad. He was Dan.
That's weird to me. When I see families like it, usually it's asshole kids.
It's actually his first name is Dad. Dan.
That's so weird when I see that. Like, hey, John, can you pass the... And I'm like, you're 12. It's Dad.
I think we just got it from my mom, though. She called him Dan.
My mom... Some people think this is weird, but what do you guys think of that? My mom would always call my dad, no joke, Dad.
Creepy.
And vice versa.
That does happen. I think a lot of people do that.
And it's for respect.
For their
kids. I respect. Right. Yeah. So I don't call them by their name.
I think that's also, if I may say, it's a little country. Like mom, pa.
My dad would call my mom honey tits, and my dad would call my mom mom.
And Kemda, you're a little bit rock and roll. But I mean, it's weird because kids don't understand like that different things have different names or to different people. Like they don't understand relativity. So like when you're a kid, like you or me, him, her, like anything, dad, you have to call. Everybody has to call him dad. Otherwise, you're confused.
Actually, I called my grandfather dad, not knowing, because my mother called him Baba. And Baba is... Whoa. Baba means dad in Arabic, and she spoke in Arabic to him. So I just heard Baba, and all the grandkids called him Baba.
I thought Baba meant egg, as in eggplant, because is an egg...
Baba Ganoush?
Yeah.
No.
His last name was Ganoush, though. Strange.
And his first name was Dad. Dad Ganoush.
Going back for a second, Doug is saying that several states have started banning these scanners and bars because people are... Yeah, ID scanners because people are worried about privacy concerns.
Like that makes sense.
I don't know what's so on your ID. Well, I guess your address, you know, I don't know. Mm. It is a little too much. It is, you know what?
I think that's people are going to fuck you if they're going to fuck you. I got credit frauded while I was up in Maine and for nothing. And these idiots started, they bought all kinds of shit and actually had it sent to my apartment.
What?
Yeah. My girlfriend calls me up. She's like, did you order a buttload of wrinkle cream from Clarins?
That's what they bought?
For your wrinkled butthole.
Yeah, I got that. I got all kinds of supplements, these pills and stuff.
Looking back,
these like really energetic, healthy people are robbing you.
I just don't know what the fucking... What's the point? You're not getting anything.
Maybe they just clicked the wrong thing and they sent it to you by accident.
18 times.
18 times.
Maybe it's commission-based.
They only wanted it once. That's
we got them. Yeah.
Now, looking back, do you know how you fucked up?
Not at all.
No idea.
I think I'm safe with my shit.
You know what other countries do?
That scares me so much.
And I kind of like it, but honestly...
It just ruined my life for like 2 months. I was on the phone every day for hours. I got my money back from February.
You tell me this and I want to puke. Because I was on the phone earlier. Who was I on the phone with? Oh, like some insurance company. And Keith walks in. I'm like, why would he walk in on this fucking conversation? Because for 2 hours I was on the phone and I was paying bills and I was, you know, just generally catching up. And I was pleasant with everybody, but he catches me on the phone with insurance. Now, ma'am, blah, blah, blah. And my nerves are getting grated, and he's watching me being, like, really upset. And that's when, you know, he sees, like, I guess my temper, but I'm like,
I've heard
watch
the stories.
This.
I don't think you are overly pleasant.
Kinda, right?
Yeah.
She gets very short.
Well, don't fuck with me.
See? That doesn't make you not be very short. Don't fuck with me. Yeah, here's what I was going to say. Like, in England, I know other countries do it. In fact, I understand most. In restaurants, the waiter comes over to you at the end of your meal, remember this? Mm-hmm. With the credit card machine.
Oh, yeah, Canada, too.
There's really no reason. It really is a false sense of security, but I kind of like it as a customer. As a waiter, it's another thing you have to do, and it'd be stupid. But it made sense to me why foreign people, when I was a waiter, would always go, my credit card, you have my credit card. I'm like, I know, I do this for a living.
That's what they actually did say on the phone, because it was a big fucking deal. I got most of the charges just got wiped out, and I actually got to keep all these random pills. They're on a shelf.
They didn't hurt you at all.
Yeah.
So eBay, man.
Only one of them really. One of them, I got all the charges got wiped, but then Clarins fought it, and they said, "No, we can prove that it was sent to your apartment." So they put that charge back on. So I called up Citibank.
What's their name again? Clarins.
Clarins.
Is that like Sephora?
It's like a. My girlfriend knew what it was.
That's their middle name.
I love how all the boys looked at me, and I was like, fuck, I don't know.
Pina colada butt lotion. And so whatever, they got that charge back on. I call Citibank, and I'm just bitching them out, like right. you idiots somehow gave out my information. How am I paying for anything? You know, like, and
I really like this butt cream, so you make this right.
So that was her thing, actually, was like probably somebody who was running your card for whatever, for a cup of coffee, whatever. Yeah. They keep a copy for themselves, and then I don't know how they get the rest. They had my address, my name, everything.
That's weird.
Well, it's very, I mean, if you want to fuck with people, like, and when, you know, when I was a kid, I remember getting, like, magazines, and you could just check off, like, hey, fill out your address and put bill me later, and you could just have magazines sent anywhere to anybody. Like, you don't even need to.
Were you ever rude in a restaurant looking back when you were in Maine?
Of course not.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I was a waiter for too long.
Well, they're very polite in Maine, so it's possible that just by being regular, other people perceive
they're
that.
They're passive-aggressive
rude.
Polite, though. Yeah. These douchebags.
Yeah, where you're going
there. Yeah, they see you're fucking from New York somehow.
Somehow, listen to you.
Yeah, well, I was usually wearing a New York.
From New York. Yeah.
I was wearing a Yankees hat and a Giants shirt. But.
They make some sort of assumptions about me. You know what I'm saying?
You know the funniest one?
I'll Soprano this whole fucking town.
He's cracking his beer open and go, "What the fuck is he doing?"
No, but I swear, as soon as they realize, you get that look. Oh, so you think you're better than me? Yeah! Look at you. You're working at a fucking gas station next to a pond, and I just bought the worst slice of pizza ever.
This woodworking school that I'm at is going to be the church on Sunday. Yeah. I do think I'm better than you. I say I take all my receipts. I've seen waiters just add a big fat tip if you don't take your receipt with you.
Some bars have that posted on the wall. Like, if you don't, you know, if you don't come get your tab credit card at the end of the night, we'll just put, you know.
That's a weird sign.
Wow, that is a weird sign.
Shopping spree.
Right.
Wow. We'll steal your money. Come eat here. Feel comfortable, by the way.
Not responsible. Yeah.
ATMs.
This isn't like an umbrella you leave behind.
Automatic gas stations, where you're not dealing with a person. All those things, I take my receipt because I feel like they can check the computer and see you're not somebody that takes your receipt.
Yeah,
I throw it away right away, but I always take it. Thank you.
I think
you.
It is interesting. There's always, even at the end of an ATM machine, it would say, do you want a receipt?
Automatic teller machine.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Oh, Maine gotcha.
Oops.
They ask if I want a receipt, and I'm like, this is my bank. If I don't tell my bank I'm watching them, who am I watching? You know, I feel like if I hit no on it, they're like, oh.
I'm not paranoid. Like, I just don't want to, you know, have more garbage in the world, but I guess I should to fuck people.
The last thing on the ATM is, you know, do you just skip through life and whistle your day away? Yes, no, and I'm like, what?
I thought I was having a good time. Yeah.
I hate the ATMs that have jokes. They're like, do you want to do this or nah? Maybe later.
What?
Yeah.
Not
joking. I've never seen that.
You'll see it more and more. They're trying to make these robots. And you hear it in phone calls, too. They're trying to make these robots be like regular people. And they go, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Repeat that for me, aight? And you're like, what the fuck? You look at the ATMs now, and it says, would you like to make another transaction? I'm not exaggerating. Yep. Nah.
Yeah, what? I don't
And that's English.
This.
For show.
Right.
Somebody,
take care, dog, and a fist comes up on the screen, you know what I mean?
And you pound it for a no.
I was at the Live at Gotham tapings a week or two ago, and Doug Benson and Paul F. Tompkins were two of the hosts, and I forget which one of them this was, but they said that their hotel, like the Do Not Disturb sign, this is like their joke, but the Do Not Disturb sign, it says, like, nope, and then on the other side is like, make it! Like, those are the please make up the room right. and do not disturb.
Yeah, I don't need all this casualness yeah. around.
It's their joke, but it's real, you know?
Right. I mean, we're talking about money machines here. Just give it to me.
Right.
I can read the word yes and no, and it doesn't take any longer than yep.
Hell's yeah.
Yep is worse than yes because you're like, yep, fuck you, it's yes. And that takes like longer in your head.
Soon it'll be like, yeah, holler.
Elvis is saying this, and it fits because my good buddy Daniel Brown is here with us.
Danny B.
Daniel.
Just a dabble, do ya?
Sorry.
Danny is a great artist, and Elvis is rating this.
Not show the piece of shit I just drew on that
Keith,
paper.
Can, literally.
The
Keith,
literal, yeah.
Can you ask everyone again to send you a pic of the I shit on you tattoo that I want to get done this weekend or next, if you'd be so kind. And hi, Hen, the smiley face. Easy, I'm right here. Anyway.
Hi, Elvis.
Hey, oh, hey, Adeline. So, this is the person, of course, has, I don't know if it's tattoo number 41 or what, we're up to 45, has a whole Keith and the Girl sleeve going on. A couple of robots on there, Statue of Liberty, kind of.
A couple of Keith, a couple of me.
Right. Slick me, suck me, written on it.
We're not exaggerating.
He has leukemia. He's not even allowed to get tattoos. That doesn't stop him. He has the coolest work of art I've seen yet. So Elvis was thinking, I'll have I shit on you, but I want to have something clever. And Adam Brown drew some up for you, my friend. And I, of course, will send these to you. I'll hold it up to the camera right now. It's the... Can you see this? The first one...
Oh, that's awesome.
Right? It's the letter I is actually taking a shit into... The letter U.
It is more like I shit in you.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I tried to put one log on top.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one is like Pictionary, right? Is that the game?
It's like a rebus.
Exactly. It's a rebus. It's an eyeball. The iris is shitting on a baby lamb, of course, an E-W-E-U. And the lamb looks none too pleased. That's important to take
That's
note.
Realistic. That is right. That's genuine.
We're going to post that on our website. You go to the all episodes section. You see the notes and the pictures and everything that goes with today's show.
Your tattoo artist is going to go, come on, I'm being punked on. I'm not doing this. What are you doing?
You're drunk. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you're somehow making fun of me. The tattoo artist thinks he's getting played.
And he goes in, you can put this one in your portfolio.
The tattoo artist is getting played even though he's drawing shit.
And then the people that walk in and be like, I just want to flip through your book. I'm like, I like this one. It fits me. I can't explain it. Like, who's messing with me? What's going on? So far, by the way, just a quick update. My favorite Queen album is News of the World, if you care.
I was wondering.
I'm enjoying this Queen very much.
I have the best of Queen.
That'll save you time.
It does. There's a lot of great songs. They wrote a lot of good songs.
They're not bad.
Yeah. Isolate that I'm enjoying this Queen very much.
Listen to this on the internet, and I like it. They're starting to make rules where you can't just talk shit about people. You have to be responsible for your words.
I don't know why you like it. You talk shit every day.
I like it.
I don't know if you should be saying this right now.
Right. Maybe we should pretend like we never heard of this.
A Manhattan judge ruled yesterday that a blogger can't hide behind a web of anonymity while flinging the ugly words skank and hoe at somebody online.
Remember yesterday when we were deciding that somebody was a fat fuck or a fat hog?
That judge is a skank and a hoe.
Do you understand millions are going to get arrested for talking shit on chat?
That's one of the arguments against it, is that you're just going to have all this, you know, everybody in front of a judge all of a sudden going, she called me a poo face.
The sternly worded ruling orders Google to give up the identity of an anonymous blogger as assailant who inexplicably devoted an entire blog titled Skanks in the NYC to maligning beautiful blonde model Liskula Cohen.
How could she be called a skank if she's such a beautiful hot model?
She's so pretty.
That is libel or slander, whichever one is written.
Once she learns her attacker's name, possibly as early as today, the model can serve the anonymous blogger with a defamation lawsuit. Now, do you have to bring her in court and go, or vice versa, and then you have to make the point like, Your Honor, I can prove she is a skank. Let's bring in all the people she's been fucking.
That would be awesome. That would, because if it's true, then it is not illegal.
Like a, it's like a fake word almost, skank. Right. You know? How are you going to prove that?
It's Miracle on 34th Street. Skanks start pouring into the courtroom.
I do believe. The blog, which was posted through Google's Blogger.com subsidiary last year, Google has their hand in everything, had included sexy fashion shots of Cohen with captions under with the words skank, hoe, and whoring.
So Perez Hilton's getting locked up immediately.
Mm-hmm. In fighting to stay anonymous, the blogger had argued these remarks were non-actionable opinion and or hyperbole. In other words, quote, trash talk. I really hope it's not somebody I know, Cohen said. I'm a human being, she says. She's so gorgeous. I bleed. I have feelings. When I saw the blog, it was awful. All I could say for this person is, I really, truly hope that they have more in their life than this.
But what if they don't, then it's okay, right? Then
that's fine.
You'll take away the suit.
Well, now they do. They're in the papers.
Like, right. The thrust of the blog is that Cohen is a sexually promiscuous woman, said the Manhattan Supreme Court Justice. That included references to Cohen as whoring and, quote, ready to engage in oral sexual activity.
You really can prove that she was, because whoring today is not exactly selling yourself. But you can also prove that a woman is selling herself anytime. You said it in your new DVD.
She's a model. That is arguably, you know, she is selling her body. She is presenting her body for money. That is... not that far from some version of whoring.
But I don't like this, Keith. I know you like it because you hate the nerds going, you know what? I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And you're like, who the fuck are you? And then you meet them and nobody beats the shit out of anybody.
It shouldn't be illegal.
But yeah, it's a bit much.
I don't know. I go, let's fight. And they go, oh, I would so. I'm like, let's do it.
It's an opinion, though. You
know? Unless she says, hey, here's all my ex-boyfriends. And they will tell you, I will not blow anybody.
I am never ready to blow.
No, I don't know why he thinks I'm ready to engage in oral
sexual activity.
I think
if you ever touched a penis, you're a fucking skank.
See, that's the thing. You could prove anybody to be a skank. My mother...
Nope. Sorry.
No. I just want to leave it at my mother.
Your mother. The best part about this is that, I mean, to go further with this, you'd have to have an objective definition of what a skank is.
And that's what we're going to get. We're going to tie up the court and make sure that we know the definition of whoring skank.
And it's your mom. her first name is Dad.
Drew from Utah is saying, what about freedom of speech? Yeah, okay. That's what Gunner's overseas. That's important. Skank and whore.
Her name is Tabule.
You know what? It's freedom of speech. It's not up to you, Keith, to decide what freedom of speech is. I think some people don't understand what freedom of speech means, period.
I think this is too much. I think it's going too far. And this girl is really sensitive. Who the fuck heard of this guy? Who heard of this guy that now she's like, oh my God, now I'm a skank and a bitch to everyone?
Which, well, yeah, because of this article now, that's...
Well, you're not allowed to yell skank in a crowded theater. Now there could be a stampede.
Because then who knows? Like, yeah, stampede
towards the
of
skank.
Guys.
Be like,
towards,
yeah.
Damn it.
Where's the hoe? As such, the international cover girl is entitled to insist in a defamation. Ironically, I'm going to be jerking off to her later, probably, you know? And she's discussed it with this guy.
To that article. Yeah.
Jerking off to this S.
Then this makes me feel like she did it on purpose.
She's getting publicity out of it. It's like when Palin complained about Letterman and her daughters. Like, everybody just wants publicity.
Which proves all the more that she's a fucking whore.
What a
whore. Did you hear me?
Is she an aging model? Just guessing.
She's a cougar.
That's why she needs to whore.
Cougar MILF whore.
No, 27. 27 years old. Old in the modeling world.
That's old, man.
Ew.
Hey, guys, you can't say she's old because there's really no way to prove objectively that...
So they're saying the floodgates would be open if you tried to regulate these very broad common insults and invective on the internet. You can be really, really mean to people. You just can't lie about a set of facts that are provable as lies and that you know or recklessly disregarded the truth of. I don't need this guy in my life. Log him up.
Come on. We talk shit every...
That judge has sex with goats, okay?
We talk shit every day. No, I don't need it. I don't need people...
It's alleged skank now.
Like,
this alleged hoe.
Yeah, that's all you got to put is just call your blog allegedly. And then... But I mean, like, there is already a law for, like, against libel and slander. Like, you can't publicly... like, say things about people that aren't true, like, in the paper or whatever. I guess was that not the case on the internet?
The paper is the news, okay? The news is responsible for a whole lot of things. They have to be liable for certain things because they're considered the news.
Think about entertainment news. You still can't go saying, Tom Cruise doesn't take care of his kids or this or that.
Mark McGrath is a faggot.
You can't say that, right?
I think you can. I think Hollywood is just scared of themselves.
He is a queen.
He is a faggot.
Extra. No, thank you. Lock him up, too. While we're at it, you know? While we got the cops out with the...
He called somebody something, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not pleased.
Can you imagine this blogger in jail just going... Somebody's asking him what he did, and he goes...
That's all he said.
You don't want to talk to me, because I'm gonna blog about this whole prison, okay?
They have more respect for child molesters, I hear.
I can, without slander, call him homosexual, because he put it in my ass.
Oh, that's no longer slander.
Did you hear this? Yeah. Yesterday, it's been deemed that you're allowed to call somebody gay, and you can't be taken to court for it, whereas you used to be taken to court for it. It happened from somebody writing a book on Anna Nicole Smith. And saying not
she's a faggot.
But Howard K. Stern is the faggot, and they said this guy had sex with other dudes
because he's a faggot.
Right, that's what they do.
Homos.
And so he tried taking her to court, and now it's on the books. No, it's not derogatory to say somebody's gay, and they can say you're gay, and it doesn't even matter. So now that one's a free for all.
But can you use any word that means gay that has more loaded terminology? Like, for example, there's different words you could use to refer to a black person, and it's not derogatory to
that?
Be black. There's a word starts with an N, and it's
nincompoop?
Nigger. Nigger. Oh. The word. It's not wrong to talk about the word in general, in my opinion.
Is that why you're scared to say it?
I said the word. How many times do you want me to say nigger?
I want to see how many times
I say
make
ends.
You say it.
I say ends, and then Young gets mad at me, and I say, what? They're nerds. What were you thinking?
But I mean, it is. I think it wouldn't be appropriate to.
I would like to know. I've heard this more than once by different people. I mean. I'll say it if we're having an honest discussion. What discussions are people having where the N-word's coming out and about?
Just this one.
Okay.
Or I call people niggards.
That's fine.
They're frugal.
the act that is niggardly.
Yes. No, a niggard is a... can be used.
That's so weird. Yeah, you hear people say, it's a rare word. Okay. All right.
Yeah. As the guy, black guy's punching your face.
Right. It's a rare word. It's a rare word. I meant you're cheap.
But that would be hate speech if you went up to a black person and said, I hate you, niggered even. You know what I mean? Sorry, there was a D. No problem here. You know?
Sorry, we're stuck on.
Somebody in New York City, somebody else left a... an expensive violin. What is with these violin players? And a cab. A $500,000 violin. $500,000 violin. This guy leaves. If I had anything worth $500,000.
I believe he also had a bag full of $3 million, and he was just focused on that.
That's fine, then.
What do you do with the $500,000 violin, though, if you get it?
You
leave it in a cab.
No, I'm saying you he
pay
left
it forward.
It in your cab, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you...
I'll get you... $200, right?
If a string breaks,
let's make a deal.
Right, if a string breaks, are you shitting yourself? Do you play Devil Went Down to Georgia on a $500,000 violin?
You probably don't.
I doubt it, right?
But Keith is right. How come he was saying, like, how come you don't have a bungee cord attached to it at all times? Like $500,000, I'd be crying while holding it.
Handcuffed to your wrist.
Yeah. You can afford a $500,000 violin and you're taking cabs around?
Well, actually...
What are you taking, an airplane?
Yeah.
Fucking limo.
You should own the subway.
Take one of those bicycle guys.
Actually, this guy borrowed it.
I thought rich people take cabs, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't even know what rich people do.
22-year-old musician borrowed the 184-year-old violin. So, it could have been in deep doo-doo. But musical
would
prodigy...
Would you ever lend that person anything again?
No.
$500,000 violin, can you look after it? Just a little bit.
Yeah, can I borrow your PlayStation game? You're the guy.
Yeah, where are you going in a cab? You can only go but a couple miles. You know what I mean? Right. Like, how long? 10 miles really at the most is where people take cabs.
Musical prodigy Hanbin, who is preparing to make his Carnegie Hall debut in October.
Not anymore.
Left a 184-year-old violin valued at $500,000 in a yellow cab. Fortunately, he got it 15 hours later. No worries.
That person should not be able to have kids.
My baby, squealed the 22-year-old musician.
Oh, your baby! I never left my child anywhere. Or anybody else's child, by the way.
Hanbin had just put on an exhausting show at Sag Harbor, Long Island, when he hopped into a cab to head home to Chinatown.
Okay, that's
gonna,
a long ride.
Was he
going
to do a Han Solo?
God damn it, I laughed. God damn it.
Once that is unacceptable.
Once arriving, Henda, get out. Once arriving home around 12:30 a.m., he got out of the taxi without the violin and not realizing it until he entered his apartment and took a shower.
How tired can you be?
He normally showers with the violin, so that's why he was like, "Oh no, it's
my baby. Yeah, let me scrub my back." Oh, jeez.
That violin player is a skank.
Totally. The handcrafted Presenda violin. All right, they should have said that up front. Now I get it. It's on loan from an unnamed California-based benefactor who, oh, it says this, will not lend him shit anymore.
I'm offended. I don't think that guy can say that.
Yes. He did.
No, it's the news. They cleared it.
He says he did not forget his pot when he left the... but he did forget the violin. No, I'd be cradling it like a real fucking baby. Hey,
that's worth more than a baby.
Yeah, that's worth more. That's worth more than a white baby.
That's right.
And it sounds better when you play it.
when you play a baby, it doesn't sound very good. Is what he's saying. It's like baby, like cheap violin, real violin.
So get Keith.
You ever try to tune a baby? They're crying. You're like, let me tune this up. You can't. You just gotta wait it out. You just gotta wait it out. That's the secret. I've heard both. When you have babies, you either ignore the baby crying,
yeah,
or you go right away. I like the one where you ignore it. Go with that one.
I'd try to mix it up, you know.
I think every baby's different. You know what I mean?
I'd put on headphones and go, oh God, please don't die.
Keith, and that's then, the fun of having a baby is just you never know.
You never know. I'd have twins and then I'd one I'd answer, one I wouldn't, and then I'd write a book on it.
That would be the greatest horrible experiment ever.
How are you gonna learn?
Try different things. Maybe somebody, you know.
Yeah, it's not really. My babies are like martyrs. For your babies.
One baby you love, one baby you hate.
Right. And then I bet you that you learn that it doesn't even fucking matter.
You know what's weird is somebody today sent me two emails back to back with statistics on why it is that I should have a baby, especially since I'm in New York, because of taxes, because of this, and added all the money. Like, it was a breakdown.
Oh, you somehow by having a baby in New York, you make more money than not having a baby.
And then he must have forgotten some information because, like, 10 minutes later, I get, oops, like, here's some more shit. I've never seen so much statistics.
Armageddon is happening, but not in New York. So you are
right.
Well, you hear about that, people cranking out kids to get more money from the government. I don't know how that works.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, you just don't spend the money on the kid.
That's how it works.
You just keep ignoring them. They cry. They want food. You just keep spending your money.
You hear some of these stories. You see it on the news. If that exaggeration, you have like a crackdown of 12 kids. Those are
more foster kids, though.
They do it to foster kids, too.
With foster kids, you actually do make, like, I think possibly $1,000 per kid per month because you're supposed to be using it. I mean, you know, because kids are usually... Yeah, it's a racket.
They don't need to eat $1,000 a month.
They're not just eating.
A little cat food.
They just wear cat food for clothing, you know?
Use cloth diapers.
I blame the stores that accept, like, the WIC checks and all that welfare shit for, like, 40s
beer.
And,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Party mix and, you know...
I did that.
Party mix. Adam is so thoroughly disgusted by people getting party mix.
Look, these kids need to party, okay?
Adam's like, I want party mix. You see me having
party
mix?
It is a fucking
mix?
Party in a bag, but come on.
But you shouldn't use it for that. I was on unemployment in Pennsylvania, and I bought shit like an asshole. I bought Viennetta. It's an expensive ice cream thing. I bought, I don't know, just not smart shopping, where they really should have taken my welfare whatever away. It was unemployment, but whatever it was, you should have taken it away.
When were you on this?
I don't know, in Pennsylvania. I was 18. Everything happened when I was 18.
It was quite the year for Keith. Yeah. He got arrested. He went to the army.
Everything was 18 to 20.
They definitely
like you're filling in a checkbox. Well, what age was that? 18 to 20.
Sex was 18 to 20. Drinking was 18 to 20. Arrested was 18 to 20.
I saw someone at the supermarket I was telling you before. It was like a couple months ago. She bought like $200 worth of stuff. And I was like, you know what? Something is very weird about these purchases. And I don't know what was weird about it, but I'm like, I bet this person is going to give in checks. Or, you know, they have the WIC card now instead of checks.
Right.
And
what does WIC stand for? It's welfare?
Women, infants, and children.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she gave that in, and the $200, I'm not kidding, it was now $20. Her huge I almost cried at the supermarket.
Yeah, what's the secret?
Because I was like, fuck, my groceries are like $100 and I was trying to be really conservative.
Bust out a kid.
Well, the secret is all you have to do is visualize that card and then you get it and just get rid of it. Here's something I heard about healthcare in a family in Oklahoma. I think there's like this Sooner Care, which is like healthcare that's awesome for kids, but you have to be like under the poverty line to get it. So this family has a daughter that's sick, and so they have to plan their whole life's finances around staying under the poverty line with their jobs to make sure that their child stays alive.
That's the thing, is in the United States, I think in general, if you're really poor, you can get a whole lot of help, and it's really good. And if or you're really rich and you're making it on your own, but the people who are making your average money, or you know, just regular old, I can pay my bills most of the time, or maybe all of the times, but just on time, and there's no leftover. We can't afford health care. We can only afford but so much. We're not getting help, and it's like a real. It's a weirdo struggle because you can't complain about it because you have, you know? And right. You can't be like, God.
You sound like an asshole. You're like, poor people have everything.
I know I sound like an asshole.
No, not you. I'm talking to them. I'm on your side.
It's weird. It's hard.
If you're in this room, I'm on your side.
That's me for every year for taxes. If I made, like, you know, $500 less, I would get $10,000 more of a deduction. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, I always seem to find the bubble.
You should use that $500 to hire an accountant so you won't have it, and then he'll also be able to tell you.
Girl next door in New York City saying her friend can use food stamps to buy cigarettes. I didn't know they let you do that, but I guess you can.
That's a diet food.
I don't think you're supposed to. They're not supposed to.
Well, you're not supposed to, but people are doing it. You know, people are accepting it.
There are also people who will. It's like you're cleaning money on the street, where some people will buy your food stamps, and so the person exchanging it will get less money, but now you have the food stamps, and you can really, and you know what? Why not do it? Because I do buy stuff like milk and chicken and the things that are probably on that list. I don't buy cigarettes, and I wouldn't buy the nonsense that they want to buy. Now I get more for my dollar, and everybody gets what they want. But then, you know, you're fucking with the system all the time.
Well, and there's some poor kid at home watching his mom.
Everybody gets what they
cigarettes.
Want except for the hungry.
Right.
Except for the reason you got the stamps in the first
fuck
place.
Then I'm eating filet mignon over here.
You know what, though? Talking about how the poor people get anything they want. We've said this before. When, you know, Henda and I were clowns working kids' parties. Well, these healthcare companies, all of them, HIP, you know, name them, that if you're so poor,
Blue Shield.
Exactly. That's one.
Well, no, Blue Cross Blue Shield has for every level.
Right.
But there are some that are really just for the poverty level.
Well,
and the poverty level, meaning you have to make $700 a month or less. And I'm thinking, who lives on their own making $700 or less? Who?
Skanks.
Supermodels, apparently.
Bloggers. Yeah.
So they'd hire us, by the way, at $100 an hour. They hire us to have our clown makeup on and stand there to get attention so that they can give away free insurance. They had popcorn machine, whatever it takes to try to give away free insurance, and they couldn't. It was a struggle to give. They could give a shit, and they're like, "I'll take some popcorn now." It's like, okay, and you want to look at this insurance that's totally free and there's no scam whatsoever. And how long does it take? You're like, how long does it take?
And they have three kids with them.
There's
Can I keep the popcorn?
This has happened many times. I don't have time to fill out this paper, which is literally your name and social security number, and you're done.
I might get a paper cut before I'm done, and then what am I going to do?
These people will fill it out for you because obviously they're making a commission based on how many people they sign up. And by the way, they can give a fuck also. I mean,
and they'll fudge the numbers for you, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to get me to do it, and I'm like, I think I make a little too much. You look at what you're paying me as a clown. And they're like, you don't need to count that. I'm like, all right. So anyway, they say they don't have time to fill it out, but they do have time for 17 dog balloons. I'm like, you probably should fill this out while I'm making your eighth balloon. I don't have time for that, but I need four flowers.
Can I get a sword, though?
Yeah, I need
don't
a
tell
sword.
Me how to live my life.
And the great part is this is insurance for medicine, for medical health care. And they're giving out popcorn. All we're doing is like half of... You ever seen these packets? They're so good. The popcorn's really good. But half the packet is the kernels. And literally the whole other half is just butter with seasoning. We're shoving that in like, hey, you're sick? No? Here's some popcorn. Want to sign up for Medicare?
Well, they're promoting their own business.
Yeah, here's healthcare and a reason to have healthcare.
Right.
They really could give a shit. Sometimes the people trying to give insurance would be mad at me. Like, I'm the fault that nobody gives a shit. Which, by the way, they should. You see some of these people in these communities, it's like half your face is falling off. I don't know why they're willing to take a pre-existing condition, but you better start signing.
Well,
but
as soon as I see a clown, I'm thinking business, right. You know?
You know what? I would not give my ID to a clown. That is true.
You do not seem to be taking this seriously.
Walk off.
Come on, sign up.
Yeah.
I just stabbed you with a sword balloon. You need some insurance.
You know what's great is sometimes they used to leave us alone. Like, they would go on their lunch break and just be like, hey, can you just, you know, just hold down the fort.
Right, hold down the fort.
And we're sitting there in our face painting kit is open nicely with whatever, all these different, all the brightest colors in the world. And then people would, that's when people decide to come up and ask about healthcare. And we're like, yeah, are you poor? What am I going to ask you?
Well, if you have two people, you can get a deduction of $500 every month. Good God. So I would, those are like, go right. I've been told to walk up and down different streets and let people know about insurance. Like,
Keith goes, gets a pizza.
I do. I leave. I come back 4 hours later. Hey.
Do you remember the flyer?
Did you get anybody?
You
no one was interested.
I cannot be trusted. I cannot be trusted with any job where you like just send me out. I don't know. I can't be trusted with any job that you just send me out to do shit. Like one person, it was.
You're not a reliable, trustworthy human being.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm really not.
You need to be in a chair.
It was the It was the laser tag arcade place in Times Square.
That got shut down because people kept getting stabbed.
Shots,
in there.
Right, right.
With actual weapons, not lasers.
Not clowns. not laser tag, right.
Not a lightsaber or a clown sword.
We were actually at one of those places, no? Or was it... no, I think it was me and somebody else. Oops.
10 people got zapped in one night.
No, somebody really got stabbed in the middle of me playing laser tag. There was
they were
blood
like,
on the
ow! And you're like, hey, really, really getting into it. That's
I win.
There was blood on the floor and blood on somebody else. And I was like... Fucking for real. All of a sudden the lights came up and they were like, hey, everybody has to go now. And then on the way out, they gave us certificates like, you guys can come back for another game, but we just have to close right now really quick.
You know what? That is something. That is, it's a black thing, too. That black people love arcades, and they're the reason it gets shut down. The only ones still around are like ESPN.
Dave and Buster's.
And Dave and Buster's. And there is such high security. They kick you out at a certain age at a certain time. But all the other ones have been shot up. There were some nice ones. Like
well,
they try
black
to make
people go to Dave and Busta's.
They try to make it like a club. I mean, you got your expensive martinis with all these arcade games, and it look you could take a chick there, and it wouldn't be ridiculous. But people just love shooting it up.
I think this conversation is more offensive than the word nigger. Everybody.
So they give me all these pamphlets to just pass out on the street, and I go okay. So I leave.
It's hot out.
I come back 8 hours later. All the pamphlets are in the garbage. I'm like, did you see a return on your investment?
He used to go to the movies.
I go to the movies and just come back. Like, you can't trust me with this. Oh, well.
You just put them on a table and like leave a sign that says, take one, and then that would be a better job than you.
That's right. It would be a better job.
Yeah.
It's not in the garbage.
Because even if one other person takes it and throws it in the garbage, it's somebody looked at it.
That's true.
I subbed it out.
Somebody saw and was like, yeah, this is not worthwhile, and they made the decision for themselves.
I thought it would help if I passed the cards out while playing laser tag. I'm getting exercise.
Oh, you know what I did? Today we were going to the beach, and there's a toll booth there, and I give the guy the money, and he gives me the ticket, and then I give him a Keith and the Girl sticker. Uh-huh. And he stares at it for a while, and then I was like, you're going to have to take it. I'm not moving. We took it.
Well, we could pass out our own stuff, sure. it's other people's stuff.
That's a weird thing to do, to give stuff to people who normally give you things. That's,
why not?
Yeah.
It's an exchange.
It does blow their mind.
He just sits there like he doesn't know whether to be embarrassed or to laugh. He's very confused.
Let me mention this. Mike Kaplan has this show monthly now at the Great Carolines in the New York City. First one coming up, September 2nd.
It is a Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Every month. Who the fuck are you?
I'm a guy that performs at Caroline's at least every month
monthly,
now.
Monthly, bitch. Yeah.
Monthly.
What? I'm also going to be there tomorrow night with on the Kevin Meaney and Friends show. He's a person that I've heard of. Mm. So I'm his friend.
What are you going to do for these monthly things? What kind of show is it?
Kevin Meaney is the one.
He's a chubby guy.
He's a chubby guy. He always talks about his mom. He does mom impersonations.
He used to do man on the street stuff, too. Like, during, in Boston or wherever he was, he would go out, like, with a camera on the street and broadcast it into the right. theater where he was. That's what I know him as.
Yeah, because if I'm there, if I'm paying to see you, I'd rather watch you on TV.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But, yeah, so that's him. And what was the question? There was another question.
What kind of...
How many?
Oh, it's going to be a... I think it's going to be like a stand... It's going to have stand-ups, friends, people performing.
Are you guys really friends?
Not me and Kevin Meaney. Me and on my show, it'll be people that are more close to friends.
Do you know what the first one is?
I don't know much more about it other than...
So they gave you a couple hours to produce your own show?
I'm going to be doing it in conjunction with them. Like, they might book some people, I might book some people.
So what's the benefit here? A relationship with Caroline's?
Oh, yeah. I mean, more of an opportunity to perform in front of audiences is, and, you know, payment as well.
Oh, okay.
Normally, Caroline's is like one of those places where, you know, you work there and they're like, oh, this is a business that you are engaged in. You're a professional comedian. We'll give you some money to perform some comedy.
So you're a whore.
I guess if any job is a whore, then yes. Any job where money is exchanged. But like, I got an email today from a guy who's like, hey, I do a show in Jersey City monthly. Would you like to come out and do it? And I was like, what do the comedians get paid for this Friday night comedy show where you take money at the door? And it's like, oh, nothing. It's more for fun than for money.
I like when people expect the I'm. I would never say it's just for fun. I wouldn't say that to somebody.
Say for funsies.
I want it to be for munsies.
I mean, no. We have asked people to do stuff for free just for exposure, but I would say things like exposure. This is what I'm willing to do for you. None of us are having funsies. You know what I mean?
But oh, yeah. And it's a different thing. Like obviously in Manhattan, in the city, like there's a lot of shows where it's different than the rest of the country. Like when I came up in Boston, it was like, so all the old time, you know, like the experienced veteran comedians were like, don't do any shows on weekends for no money because that devalues what we do, takes away paying work. That restaurant now doesn't see comedy as worthwhile. Mm. Won't ever, you know, well, whatever the case is, you need, so like Fridays and Saturday nights are where people, you know, in general, working comedians make most of their money. So if I go outside of New York City on a Friday or Saturday night, it better be for something either special or, you know, worthwhile monetarily or otherwise. But, you know, because I'm paying to get there.
Do you do shows during the week for free?
Home job in the
definitely.
Back.
I mean, and in the city, like I said, it's different because there's a glut of comedians. There are so many shows going on where, you know, you might get paid a drink ticket or a couple drink tickets or food or something else.
Do you force yourself to drink during those shows? Because you're not a drinker. But
oh, I definitely drink when I get a drink ticket, for sure.
That's my pay.
I'm a Jew. Yeah. Or a free drinkaholic is what I call it.
Danny boy.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that?
I'm dead serious. I've always forget.
You're at like an emergency room or class or school or something. Did that happen in school? With Danny.
Every class.
If it was an emergency room, it would be
first
dead.
No, first day, every day. I was always at the top of the list because of the last name, Brown. And then, Daniel. Oh, yeah.
I'll be Daniel today.
Yeah. I'll be the one who zones out on the first day.
Yeah, I don't know my fucking name. Good luck with arithmetic. Teach you the alphabet. I don't know my fucking name.
Yeah, for him and his family, A was not the first letter of the alphabet as well.
You're leaving us for a while. You're going back to woodworking school in Maine, the country you love.
I love it.
Are you going to make us something? Can you make a wood KATG sign or something?
Of course.
Or a big I shit on your design, but in wood. I shit on you.
I don't know if they'd let me do that.
No, they would. Trust me.
A big chest of drawers with shit on the chest.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do it. Get creative, Adam. Come on.
I'll do something.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Do something to get yourself kicked out of that school. Come on.
Yeah.
Something disrespectful.
When do you leave again?
It's starting first week of September.
And then it's for like 9 months?
9 months straight.
And then how often your girlfriend visits you here and again, or what happens?
She's going to come up for the first week or two.
After he builds a bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Can she stay with you?
Yeah.
There's a roommate situation, or you're by yourself?
No, it's apartments. You got to find your own place.
So
it's the real world.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah,
now you have to pay for two apartments?
What?
You have to pay for New York City and for Maine.
Oh, right. Well, that's the thing. I'm not paying rent for New York. I'm just chipping in to keep the roommate around.
All right. Well,
chipping in, not money. He's not paying.
I don't. Well, yeah. I'm not. It's not like I'm paying half rent in New York. I'm
So your girlfriend's, would you say your girlfriend's paying for
the girlfriend
York City
and the
apartment.
Roommate are going to basically take care of the New York apartment. And
oh,
then
I see. Because now you're splitting it. The roommate and her are now splitting it as if they're two people.
Right, right.
Okay.
I am kicking in to keep it lighter on both of them because this was a shock. I didn't plan on doing this until the last day of the 3 month thing, which I finished.
Why are you going 3 months and then 9 months and what do you want to do?
The
what
3 months was to check it out.
Oh, okay.
And to make sure I wasn't
what
locked
do you
in for
do?
9 months. Build different things that whatever I want to build.
Destroy trees.
Yeah.
So have you been going to school, obviously. You said 3 months you're checking it out. What does that mean?
I did the 3 month program.
Oh, okay.
That they had.
Did you
and
learn,
I really liked it.
Did you learn about right angles and stuff?
No.
That's going to be advanced.
No. Yeah, they say that's the most...
Everything looks like a Dr. Seuss book.
One of the teachers, the right angle still hasn't been fully explored yet. Or the straight line.
Oh, God.
Really?
And you're going back.
Right. Really? How many thousand to fully explore that? $5,000, asshole?
Well, Adam doesn't have anything to promote yet until he comes back with like brilliant KTG building ideas. And that's going to be fantastic. But he is on two of Keith's DVDs.
That's right.
He's on the first one, right?
He's on the first one, Coming of Age,
and
a commentary, and he's on Sue Everybody commentary as well.
And let me tell you...
Yep, ball busting abound, yeah.
Do you not have a copy of that? It's fucking brilliant. You know why you don't remember that? He was drunk as shit for both times.
He was drunk. Let me tell you how...
No, I remember the first one. The first one was fucking ridiculous.
The second one... He did the commentary.
Oh, right, with no audio. Yes.
Not putting his headphones on. Now, I didn't have an audio problem when we tried to make it work. I put on headphones. Matt Bray put on headphones. Hemda put on headphones. Adam was just going by the looks of it.
Yeah, we were commenting on what was going on, and Adam's like, I bet I can guess. And the funniest is he guessed right along.
I think I was pretty,
you're pretty accurate. Oh, yeah. Let me guess, something's bothering you again. Yeah. Oh, this fucking thing.
You look angry.
Yeah.
Are you talking about some fucking thing?
And what's great is that McNally edited it down, so you're not just watching the whole thing again. So it's something like, what, 30 minutes?
Watch, Keith drinks a Bud Light right now.
There he goes.
It's so great. I think I would buy the DVD even if it was just the commentary, no offense to you.
I'd buy two.
And now, did you know that Keith Malley's new DVD is out now?
I heard that.
KeithandTheGirl.com/store. It's on presale, and we're giving a coolie. I'm not allowed to say that, right?
No, he's cool. Cozy.
Sorry, we're
coolie's
giving away.
Derogatory.
Isn't that vagina?
Isn't a coolie like isn't it a sauce? Like it's like sort of like a raspberry coolie. It's something.
It's a nice world you live in, white man. Anyway, no, jeez. It's a cozy. We're giving away a cozy, but I want to add while supplies last because the orders are coming in pretty heavily, and that's the amount of cozies we have. So while supplies last, while it's on pre-sale, you can get a free cozy with any
order.
With any order.
Any pre-order. Also, get this. Hemda has a prank call CD.
Ice cream!
No, they're trying to give away health insurance.
Oh, okay. They're
trying to give away health insurance. Also on this prank call CD, along with Hemda, get this. Adam Brown. Did you know that?
I just heard something.
Who's Adam Brown?
Danny Brown is on it.
He can't
do it,
because it's not
him. You mean Danny B?
In fact, we'll end the show with one of his calls. How about that?
One of his calls?
Yeah, from the CD. But it's called Clown by the Girl. Also on it, Patrice is on a track. Emmy, you know, of course, Sexy Potato. She's Hemdas on a track.
Hemdas are amazing, by the way. I hadn't heard them, and I think I YouTubed KATG and then ended up finding the prank calls, and oh my God.
Right. Is this a prank right now? Is that what you're saying?
There's like one or two on YouTube, but I don't think those are the ones used.
There's some that were on the 74-hour podcast. There's brand new ones she did, and Adam loves the ones she does. I'm kind of like what I am on the cover of that. Go to keithandthegirl.com/store. I'm on the floor laughing my ass off. They're hilarious.
It always surprises me that Adam and Keith are laughing hysterically at my prank calls, because Adam, you tend to be a little conservative here and again, and I'm like, so I put it in my twat. You know what I'm talking about. And Adam's like, she fucking said that.
That's what conservatives love secretly.
I'm in my twat.
Thank you.
He
now
loves
I know.
Twats. Can I say one more thing before happens? I just want to say, for people in New England, I'm going to be up in New Hampshire and Rhode Island this weekend opening for Norm Macdonald. at Hampton Beach and then Newport.
That's a good gig.
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, Norm MacDonald's very funny. So even if you hate me, just come and don't listen. But and then I'm going to be in Boston at the end of the month from like the 28th to the 31st doing the Boston Comedy Festival and some other shows. So
where can people find the dates and details?
MyQKaplan.com should have them if I'm not a jerk.
Well, there you go.
Find out if Mike's a jerk at MikeKaplan.com.
Well, thank you guys so much. I love you.
Thank you.
Wait,
and,
he wasn't
you're welcome.
At
awkward.
Me for that one.
I'm not saying who. You know. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for calling Cutlery Corner Network. Please stay on the line, and an operator will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
Cutlery Corner?
Is this.
Yo, it's Sean. How may I help you?
Hi.
Uh
huh. Is this the HSN?
No, it's Cutlery Corner.
Cutlery Corner. That's what I was trying to call instead. I'm watching like coin sets on the HSN. I don't even want any of that. I'm sorry. I was just watching knife set earlier on the television tonight, and I would like to buy that for my boyfriend.
Oh, I see. I didn't know you're going that way.
Well,
that's okay. I can take your order.
Well, I appreciate. I guess I appreciate that.
You better. So, what you want to order?
Well, I mean,
you don't sound that way.
I guess. Thank you. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say to that.
I didn't hear that.
Well, let's just forget I even mentioned that I would like to order the knife set. I mean, hello.
What else then?
That's just about it. I mean, unless you have something else in mind.
No, I don't swing that way, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. I get mines.
Oh, well, I don't get none at all.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. My girlfriend broke up from her best friend. Don't they suck?
I had the same thing happen to me, but it wasn't a girlfriend.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Well, hey, if you want to talk to me, brother.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to play with you at all. I just want to get rid of you.
Well, yeah. So what was the item number here, if you wanted to order?
Well, I'm on HSN, but I know that's not where you come from, honey.
I don't flow that slow.
Well, what can you tell me now?
What would you want to ask?
Well, I was looking for a knife set. I was watching a knife set earlier.
Well, they got a rainbow-colored one.
Is it rainbow handles?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, I figured you might want it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Come on. Well, it is. Listen, it's my boo's birthday, and if I bought him some rainbow-handled knives, I'll tell you what, he's from the South. And
yeah, you sound a little southern too, with a country drawl.
Right.
Mhm.
And you know, he goes like I go. I'm not gonna say
it'll dry.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm like, so.
Go ahead.
Well, listen. I mean, if you, we'll take that alligator, rainbow set knives.
I thought you guys were, like, liberal and didn't want to kill animals.
Oh, come on. I'm from the South. I kill whatever it takes.
Well, I never heard of Southern Willy Wonkas.
Well, listen,
I don't know if it swings that way.
Hey, we're down here. Plenty. We're down here a plenty.
Oh, really? Where's that at?
You'd be very surprised.
Where's that at?
Let me tell you, everywhere you look.
I'll have to stay away from the mirror then.
Hey, Mother Nature's a bitch, and so is Father Nature.
Yeah, but together, some slow motion.
Well, Mother Nature and Father Nature, they do get in a fight sometimes.
Yeah, afterwards they have crazy Humpty Dumpty. So...
I will take the rainbow set, absolutely. And if I don't know if I can put a dedication on the card, but I'd like to dedicate that to my boo.
Your boob?
B-O-O, my boo.
Oh, I thought you had to be at the end.
No. I don't like boobs.
Oh, well. I don't know. Some guys got them.
No, thank you. Those are gross.
I don't know. Some guys, scientifically, they all have a little fat between that skin.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Why does a man have a nipple? Mm-hmm.
So the girl can have fun, too.
Well, that sounds a little gay to me.
So do you.
Hey. I admit where I'm coming from.
Well, I don't think I'd admit to that even if I was paid.
Well, you know, hey. To each his own, whatever yanks your crank.
Or something a little lower.
And by crank, I do mean my crank.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
All right, sir. I could tell I'm making you uncomfortable right now. I thought you had a sense of humor about you, but listen, I would like to buy those that knife set and for my fiance.
Okay, well, with the rainbow knife set, you have to call customer service.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
I appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll get one for you.
Thank you very much.
And what's the matter of speaking to him? I have to tell him.
Well, I would like to order this knife set, and it doesn't seem to be happening.
Oh, okay. All right. Please hold.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Fucking, that's why I like dick. No.
God damn it.
No.
Oh, my God.
You missed.
Homophobe.
I think he was half interested in you.
There was something. Am I wrong? There
yeah,
was
no,
something.
For real.
No, he was very playful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keithandthegirl.com.